News broke today that former top forensic pathologist Dr. Colin Manock gave wrong evidence in a murder case in 1971 that resulted in Fritz van Beelen being charged with murdering 15-year-old Deborah Leach. The finding has opened up concerns that many of the other hundreds of court cases in which Dr. Manock was an expert witness could come under scrutiny. Dr. Rob Moles is a legal academic at Flinders University. The Wire's Henry Wilson asked him for his reaction to the ruling.
When we first got the decision, we were, of course, a little disappointed that it wasn't in our favour. We thought that there was a very good opportunity for the court to set aside the conviction because it was agreed that the forensic evidence was at fault. And in a case like David Eastman, for example, in the ACT, they did find forensic error, and in spite of the fact that there was other strong evidence in the case, they set aside the conviction, and we were hoping that they would do the same with this one. Unfortunately, they didn't do that, but when we examined the High Court report further, we found that they had given what we thought to be quite a favourable interpretation to this new legislation.
How do you become an expert witness, and do you feel that this is consistent with current court rulings?
The thing that you have to do to become an expert witness is to establish that you have some specialised knowledge as the result of study, training or experience. What we would say is that in the case of somebody who wants to be an expert in scientific and technical matters like a forensic scientist or a forensic pathologist, you can't just become an expert as a result of experience.
Could there be any chances of an appeal or a retirement for cases where Manock testified as an expert witness?
I would be very confident that any case in which Dr. Manock had appeared as an expert witness would be most suitable for a further appeal, because if we're correct in what we say, Dr. Manock wasn't properly qualified in forensic pathology. He wasn't properly qualified to give evidence as an expert witness. And that means that even if his evidence had in fact been correct, it would have been inadmissible, because he didn't have the authority to appear in court and give it.
And what do you see as the future of this case, and in particular, Dr. Colin Manock's future?
Well, in this particular case, the Van Beelen case, I'm quite confident that the lawyers that are working with Mr. Van Beelen will be bringing his case back to the courts in the not-too-distant future, because there are quite a number of other issues that they would want to raise with the Court of Appeal. So I think that there's great prospects still that Mr. Van Beelen will in fact have his conviction overturned.
And what impacts will this have on other cases with the expert witnesses? Do you expect these may now be under scrutiny?
There's been a lot of careful consideration in recent years about the role of expert evidence in criminal trials. There have been a number of high-profile cases that we've worked on, apart from those involving Dr. Manock, where experts had given evidence that they shouldn't have given, particularly cases involving somebody like Dr. Manock. The time is right for us to go back and review them carefully.
Dr. Rob Moles, legal academic at Flinders University. Graham Archer is a reporter on Today Tonight who wrote Unmaking a Murder, The Mysterious Death of Anna Jane Cheney. He says a focus on Dr. Manock's evidence was failing in the Van Beelen case.
I don't think Van Beelen's legal team addressed the issue of the fiber evidence. I think they were fixated on the Dr. Manock time of death evidence, and they didn't address all of the issues that the prosecution raised, and that I thought was a weakness in the case. I knew that there was agreement that Dr. Manock's evidence was considered erroneous, and I think that's the important element of the finding in terms of where we go from here.
And does this mean that there is a chance for an appeal or retrial in other cases where Dr. Manock testified as an expert witness?
Well, look, the evidence is mounting that in the two cases that have been heard so far, the Henry Keogh case and the Van Beelen case, Dr. Manock's evidence has been found to be flawed. And in my view, I mean, certainly this was the case in Keogh, and in my view, in Van Beelen, had a substantial role to play in a wrongful conviction. So we've got two cases now where that's been acknowledged, and we've got a third that's before the full court at the moment, the Derek Bromley case, where a number of expert witnesses, including the one put up by the Crown, have said that Dr. Manock's forensic analysis of the case was completely useless.
Graham Archer, Today Tonight reporter and author, ending that report by The Wire's Henry Wilson and Jared McLaughlin.